Hello and welcome back to Marriage, the Good, the Bad, the Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And it is June 21st, 2019. Let's get into it. Well, happy summer, love.
Woo!
Yes, it is officially the first day of summer.
Okay.
You're not as excited about this as I am?
Well, I'm sorry. I've been sick the last week.
Well, that's true. But you know what else I've been sick of?
Oh, what's that?
The crappy weather we've had.
Oh, well.
But now it's looking like we actually might get some summer.
Until the start of next week.
You know, you have to just put a damper on everything.
Well, you know, I'm a little pessimistic. You took me away when I just got all of my boosters for 30 free minutes.
In on what
candy.
Game?
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush?
You're just upset because I'm ahead of you.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I have to slow you down, but it's not like I'm crushing candies right now. We're both doing the podcast.
Yeah, but you didn't just get free boosters for the next half an hour.
No, I did not get free boosters. What a shameless promotion for somebody who's not even a sponsor. Candy Crush. We're addicted, and that game's not even that new.
No.
That game's been around for a while. Well, now you know we crushed some candies. But that aside, let's crush some questions. Yes. If we're lucky, I'll get some actual dad humor / puns in there if we're lucky. But in the meantime, who gets to pick?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, do you have a preference? I got our questions here. Our 101 conversation starters for couples, just like we are.
Stop.
Oh, you're telling me to stop?
Yep.
I think it was right here. Well, let's see. I'm thinking that you have picked the one that says, in what event would you most like to win an Olympic gold medal?
Are these like actual Olympic gold medals or are they like ones that you could make up?
I would be more than happy to hear what one you would make up.
Oh, well, I mean, I win one every day for the nagging award.
Oh, yeah, like Walter? Nag, 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 nag.
Yep.
Yep. What about in a real Olympic gold medal?
I'm not really fast. I guess the only thing that I might be decent at, but I haven't done it in years, is like actual swimming. But I'm not going to be like fast like everyone else.
Well, I think it asks, what would you like to win a gold medal?
Okay, well then I'll do swimming.
Okay. I would say since you gave a made up one, my made up one can be that I would be winning a gold medal if there was an Olympic event for laziness.
Ugh. Yes, every day.
Yes. They might have to make a new one called Platinum just to meet the standards I have set for the event. But in real life, I think it'd be cool to win one. So you went Summer Olympics there.
Yeah.
Boy. I want to say that I'd like to have it for something like snowboarding. And those, the half pikes and whatnot.
Those just look scary.
Exactly. It seems like that'd be living on the edge, awesome stuff going on. I don't know. I think I'd pick snowboarding for the half pikes. I'm probably butchering the name of the event, but yes, that's what I would do. Well, that one was pretty kind of cut and dry, wasn't it?
A little bit.
All right. So let's do a different one then. This time, yep. You've yanked the box out of my hand so we can do it right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Am I telling you when? Or are you just owning it from start to finish?
No.
I feel like we want to make sure we get it done right, so I was going to let you do it. I would say stop at the ones you're on.
Right.
No, it's a bad one. I gave you the option.
Alright. Oh, okay, here you go. What was your most / least favorite subject in school?
What was my most... and then my least?
Yes.
So both?
Yes.
You want me to answer them first?
Yeah. I answered the other one first.
Okay. Well, I would say my most favorite subject in school was honestly gonna have to go to physics. Physics with Mr. Dan Arnold. And it's not because of the subject matter. I just think he was a great teacher all around, and I had him for other math classes, but that was probably my favorite one because he knew how to teach it in a way that made sense. And you got to do that awesome egg experiment where you had to make some contraption that would either break apart or survive, but the main point was that the egg needed to survive.
You just liked it because you got to go on a trip to what, Six Flags?
Darien Lake. That is a Six Flags affiliate park.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry.
I guess this brings up the whole deviation from our first sidebar for this podcast then. Because don't you remember what I told you happened on that field trip?
No.
I rode the raptor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the raptor, which is, for those who don't know, and probably most people don't, it is a wooden roller coaster. And that is my favorite roller coaster. I'd rather ride a wooden roller coaster than the newer ones that go upside down and stuff. I'd rather have the rocking of a wooden roller coaster. But I rode this one. I think it was at least 12 times in a row. Like, the ride would stop, there was no line, I would get out, I'd sit down. The ride would stop, no line, get up, sit down. I did that like 11 times in a row. And then the next day, I'm sitting in class, and all of a sudden, I'm twitching.
Wait, let me correct something. Were you sitting or sitting?
I was sitting in class.
Thank you.
Thank you. Give me to my dad put a head earlier, too. Anyway, I was sitting in class.
Thank you.
And all of a sudden, I start twitching. Like, and this is like a drastic jerk, like the kind when you like catch yourself nodding off and you like jerk yourself awake. I was doing that, but like I couldn't control it and it was freaking me out. And eventually people said, "Are you okay?" I said, "I don't know." And I keep twitching. And then to this day, I attribute it. I don't know what else it could have been except for the fact that I rode one of those wooden roller coasters that shook you back and forth rapidly. So that is my favorite subject with physics.
Uh-huh.
I did fail the egg experiment, by the way, because I did not know. He didn't tell us what size egg he was going to use until the day of. Of course, I built mine for a medium egg. He gets one of those jumbo things and the contraption breaks. And the egg breaks in the contraption. Oh, boy. Least favorite subject? That's got to go to... Boy. I think that's a harder category because I think there's a lot of subjects that most people can do without or don't.
Oh,
like
my
too
least
much.
Favorite. I already know.
Oh, I know. Go. I know you know yours. My least favorite, I'm going to have to go with, and boy, God help me if they're ever listening, I suppose. But I want to say gym class, but not because I'm not admittedly like the most athletic, but I don't mind being athletic and doing those types of things, but I didn't like it. Goes the same reason why I picked the favorite one. I wasn't a huge fan of the teacher. She was kind of jerkish to certain people. She wasn't really jerkish to me, but she was jerkish to other people that I witnessed, and she just had the demeanor, and she would say jokes that really were off color that didn't really sit well with me. And you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I figure since I'm praising the one, I can say their name. But if I'm going to talk negatively about them.
I just wouldn't say the name.
I know. I'm not going to.
Oh, okay.
I said that's why I'm not saying the name, but you know who it is.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But yes. Because the first one was a praise. This one's saying I wasn't a fan. So if they're listening, well, royalties from me. But I won't out them as far as names go. Except for the fact that people who might be listening that went to my school know the name. But that's for them, and they can get a good laugh from it.
Yep.
All right. I've rambled enough for now.
Okay.
What was your most/least favorite subject in school?
So I'm going to go with my most favorite first, and that was, like, just general history class. And honestly, I think it was more for the teacher because she was really funny. She was an interesting lady, but just very funny. And she always had Crocs. Like, just always wore Crocs to class. Always. And yeah. I don't know, like, it just... It wasn't, like, boring. Now, was I a fan of government in that class? Not so much. But, overall, the history classes throughout the years of high school, that was fine.
We should talk about... If you're talking about the same history class, I think you are, because we went to the same school. If it wasn't painfully obvious by now, based on the last conversation I was just having with you, why don't you tell them, you know, a little bit more about our history teacher that you liked? And she wasn't bad. I just didn't view her as my favorite. But who was her favorite president of all time that she had a crush on?
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember this.
When you go through American history with this gal... All she would ever do is compare every president to George Washington and how no president will ever be the same as Mr. George Washington was. She'll be like, he was no George. He was no George. He was no George. And how every president failed the country in some way, shape, or form except for Mr. George Washington. So that is what her... crush was.
I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, she would always go back to that with us.
Well, moving on to my least favorite, it was geometry. Surprise, surprise. I really royally disliked the whole concept of it. I never understood it, hence why I could never be an architect. And I don't know. It just, the teacher didn't teach it to me in a way that made sense. And, I mean, I'm not trying to lay blame on anything. But I could not grasp geometry to save myself. The only reason I passed was because I have a cousin that was really good in it. And he tutored me, like, right before our final. And that was the only reason I passed that class.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, see, you had a different geometry teacher. I had my Mr. Dan Arnold that I liked.
Oh,
so
yeah,
much.
No. Nope.
I personally like the fact that you said that you pretty much made it sound like the only thing you can become with geometry is an architect.
Well, I mean, that's
that's it, folks. You go to geometry, that's the only career path set forward.
No, it's not a matter of that, but that's like one career field where you have to have a great understanding of geometry.
I mean, I've drawn buildings. It's just a rectangle, right? It's not that hard.
Uh-huh. And you also draw stick figure people, too, so.
Yes.
Apparently art wasn't your strong suit.
Well, I went to art camp growing up.
Woohoo.
You probably don't know that about me, do you?
Did
you
know that? Yes, okay. I knew that.
Yeah. That I'm a weirdo and I went to art camp. Well. So, I think we've established something here, though.
What?
It was the teachers that played a big role in the, it was my most favorite, it was my least favorite.
Yeah.
And listeners out there can tell us if that's similar, but that's what I've always come to believe, is that the teacher makes the class.
Well, yeah.
And the subject matter could be the most dry thing ever. But if you have a teacher that knows how to make it come to life, it can be awesome. But the vice versa to your point, and both our points probably, is that you can have a subject that should be the most fun. Gym should be pretty fun for the most part. I know they do the presidential fitness test. And, you know, myself is only good at one kind of fitness. Fitness is pizza in my mouth.
One of my coworkers said that this week.
So you hadn't heard that before?
No, I've heard it before, but it's just funny coming from her.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, that's not to say that we're anti-athletic or anti-moving around, but it should be a fun time. The teacher can ruin it. It's a long way of saying that.
Well, we know how you like to make long explanations for things.
I do like to make long explanations for things. That's one of the traits I thought you liked most about me.
Okay, sure.
Ah, you rolled your eyes. I guess not. Well, I think, love, we have time for one more question. Don't you?
You know, my candy isn't going to crush itself.
I think that since we've been bad about being faithful every week, we can do one more question for our listeners out there. And we do know we have two faithful ones.
All right, all right, all right.
And before that, you can suffer through a dad pun that I don't know if I've told you yet or not.
What?
So at work this week, we used Microsoft Teams at work. So I was Teamsing my manager. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, when you have a couple moments, can we regroup on some matters?
Oh, yeah, you did tell me this one.
Okay, well, I didn't tell the listeners then. So can we regroup on some matters? They reply, okay, that's fine. But they also send a picture of tomatoes or a GIF of tomatoes. And then my response was like, okay, that's a little bit odd. Why tomatoes? And they respond by saying, you said, can we regroup on some maters, not matters? So my spelling was off. So me being the punny guy that I am, decided to say, well, that's okay. I will be sure to produce better spelling going forward. You're not laughing as hard as the first time. I think that's one of the ones that got you to smirk the first time you heard it. There's times where you've got that little bit of like a, you want to restrain yourself, like the try not to laugh challenges, but then you go and you laugh a little and then you're like, nope, can't encourage him.
No, I don't want to encourage bad puns.
Well, don't worry. There's people at work that encourage me far more than you. They laugh all the time. I don't know if it's because they think they have to because I'm overseeing them, but it seems genuine enough. All right. Did you find a question?
Yes.
What's the question?
What is your favorite animated film?
How did you find this one?
I don't know. I'm just that good.
That's pretty awesome. You want to tell them what we just watched today?
Toy Story 4.
The brand spanking new one, Toy Story 4. I'm not going to say that's my favorite animated film, but do we want to talk about that at all? Is it spoiling? Like, how do we talk about that?
Yeah, no, we're not. If you go see it, just have some tissues handy, that's all.
Have some tissues. I think we full circled the series. So if there's ever a Toy Story... I will say this, because I was thinking about this not that long ago after seeing it. If they make a Toy Story 5, and Pixar is not the studio that makes a lot of sequels usually. And if they do, they're usually pretty good and they're spaced out enough. I mean, we waited, 14 years for an Incredibles 2 to come out?
Yeah.
So they're usually pretty conservative about it. It's DreamWorks that says, oh, we got something here. Let's make 5-10 sequels and really drive the franchise slowly into the ground. But Pixar is pretty good about that. Not doing that. Mm-hmm. So I think if there's a Toy Story 5... we're going to see a time where Pixar's kind of stretched it. Because I think this one full circled everything. And that's not to say, I mean, I'm not as creative as they are. But I would say that this has full circled the series of Toy Story, of the Toy Story franchise.
Yeah.
All right. So the question was, what's our favorite animated film? Mm-hmm. Can we take a guess at each other's first? Like, I guess yours, you guess mine. And then we answer? It is a couple's thing. I mean,
sure.
Can I guess yours and you can tell me if I'm right?
Yes.
That way you get to go first and people are like, yes, finally.
Yep.
She's talking again. So I'm going to say Sarah Pitcher's favorite animated movie of all time is Mulan, the first one.
Yes.
I'm right?
Yep.
All right. Why am I right? Talk about Mulan.
Mulan is just like, it's such, I don't know, to me it's a classic story of, you know, you don't need a guy to come save the day and like, you know, the girl
louse things up.
Basically. Basically. But no, like, she was doing an honorable thing by taking her father's place in the army, but she had to pretend to be a guy to do it because, you know, it was just unheard of and forbidden in that culture. you know, for a woman to be anything other than just a bride. And it was just the, I like Japanese culture. I like, you know, Korean culture.
They were Chinese.
Okay, Chinese culture as well. I like that whole vibe, honestly. Like, there was... Why are you giving me that smirk?
Nothing. I'm enjoying your conversation.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Fine, I'll look at our look at our listeners through our devices.
Good. No, I like that whole vibe. Like, and of course, I was also the kid that grew up watching, like, anime shows, and, you know, Sam can attest to the fact I still do, like, animated movies and stuff like that, like, Spirited Away, like, that's a classic, and, like, I just like that whole vibe, honestly. And I still, to this day, could easily sit down and watch Mulan.
Yeah, well, I think it's one of those, too, it's got the songs. It was, I don't know the year it was made, but it was probably one of the first movies of making the female protagonist versus the male protagonist.
Yeah. Let's see here. When did it come out?
Make sure you don't find the second one. I don't know much about that one.
I'm not going to find the second one. The second one's all right. Definitely not as good as the first.
But they have... But it's still one of the original... Hey, I don't... Because, I mean, everyone gives Watcha that credit to Frozen.
Yeah.
It's going to be a Frozen 2 soon. So, Frozen, the original, the whole, you know, we don't need a man to...
So, it's kind of interesting. It got released June 19th, 1998. So, we just came on its anniversary.
So, it's 21 years old now.
Yeah.
It can drink.
It's legal.
It's legal. All around, it can drink and have a good time.
Yep.
Do you think Mulan's going to celebrate that way?
No, she's too classy for that.
No, they'll probably wait till the 25th anniversary, and then she can rent a car.
Yep.
Yep. Nice. So yours is Mulan.
Yep.
So now it's time for you to guess mine.
I'm going to say... Oh, what is it? Is it... That Disney's Mickey Once Upon a Christmas.
I do like that. Mickey's Once Upon a Christmas. That would go on my favorite I must watch during the holiday seasons, but it's not my favorite.
Alright, well, I'm wrong. What is it?
Well, it was kind of wrong for me to say that Toy Story 4, well, 4 isn't my favorite.
Oh, what? The original Toy Story?
Yes. There's just something magical about the original Toy Story. I mean, you look back and you think, oh, the graphics are going to be terrible and stuff like that, but it's really not that bad.
No.
And the premise is really cool. You know, we all, as a kid, and I must say, I still do. Oh, are you going to look up when it came up?
Yeah.
I'm going to say that movie came out in 96.
Well, if I knew how to spell story, apparently.
I'm going to say 96 when Toy Story 1 was made.
95. Oh. November 22nd, 1995.
Okay, I was pretty close. But if you think about the premise of Toy Story, it was so interesting in the sense that I think every kid who played with toys, I mean, you think about that nowadays, kids don't play with toys probably as much as they play with electronics and stuff, because toys are becoming slowly and slowly like, oh, that's not as fun as playing on my iPad as a 6-year-old or a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old, whatever. But you played with your toys and you did create scenarios. You would set up, like in the beginning, the whole train's about to hit the go off the tracks, or you're playing Western. You're playing with your toys and you bring that persona to life. I was playing with Thomas the Tank Engine, so they already kind of did that too, where they came to life. But you do that as a kid, and then to see a movie where, oh yeah, when I'm not in the room, the toys are having an adventure, and you get to have that bond with how that one special toy. I think we all went through the phase where we had that special toy that had to go with us everywhere.
I didn't, but...
You didn't?
No, the only special toy that I had was the brother doll that looked like the doll from Child's Play, but with brown hair instead of red hair. That really freaked me out because I watched Child's Play at a young age.
Nice.
So I would come home and throw my coat over it, peek out just to make sure it hadn't moved.
Well.
But that's another story.
Clearly. So most of us then had that toy that we'd be like, can I bring this? Can I bring this? Can I bring it to wherever we're going? That made us comforted / just enjoyed playing with it. For me, one of them was actually a little plastic green lobster that I won at an amusement park. Wasn't even anything that fancy, but it was one of my favorite toys that had to go with me anywhere. And my parents, to this day, will talk about that every once in a while. You had that green lobster with you everywhere.
Yeah, I guess you could say he really had his claws into you.
That was very shellfish of you to steal the pun from me. Yeah, that's right. Still a king. But Toy Story, and then to see him get jealous, and then I was thinking about it too as we watched Toy Story 4 today. It's the first and the last Toy Story where the main bad guy was actually a human. Like, you could argue Toy Story 2, the bad guy was a human. But if you think about it, he was somebody who... He did steal Woody.
What are you talking about? The first movie with the bad kid...
That's what I'm saying. Toy Story 1
is
the first and really the last where it's the bad guy is a guy.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Toy Story 4. I'm like, what are you
No,
because
I'm
about?
Saying as I think about Toy Story 4, I realized that Toy Story 1 was the first and the last where it was an actual human... I know that in Toy Story 2, he technically steals Woody, but you find out later. If you haven't seen Toy Story 2 by now, I don't care if I spoil that for you, because you clearly don't care about the franchise. You find out it's the prospector, who's a fellow toy, that's the bad guy, because he wants to keep them all together. And then obviously in Toy Story 3, you have the bad guy is Lotso. So... It's interesting to see the deranged kid and then how they all gang up on him and reveal themselves to him. And it's kind of cool. Sid is probably to this day in a psychiatric ward telling people that the toys are alive and nobody believes him. Yes. So I think it's got one of the coolest things. Premises. There's a lot of good anime movies. That's a hard question, but I would say Toy Story. So... That being said, I'm not going to keep you from crushing any more candies.
Good.
We've had, was that our third question?
Yeah, we did three questions in this one.
Okay, well, good. Well, in that case, do you have any parting words of wisdom for us? Any tips and tricks for Candy Crush Saga? Or just anything in general you have for us?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I will give a tip and trick. Ready for it?
Oh, what is it?
Well, you know my tip and trick for Candy Crush Saga.
Oh.
Really, for any of those. So for those playing at home on one of those wonderful free games that relies on lives, and you usually get about 5 of them, and then once you run out of those 5 lives because you get to those annoyingly hard levels, and then it's like, well, you can buy free lives or you can buy more lives, whatever you want to call it, with fake money, which is paid for by real money. Or you can wait 5 to 6 to who knows how many hours for them to respawn. Fun fact, you can go into your phone setting, change your date and time to 5 or 6 hours in the future, go back to the app, and you'll have all your lives back, and then you can change your time back to normal. And you can continue playing. And now every app developer out there is like, we need to stop this.
Yep, so you just ruined it. Good job.
Yep, wouldn't be the first thing I ruined, won't be the last. Probably this podcast is on the list as well. You decide, for those that are listening. In the meantime, this has been Marriage, the Good.
The Bad.
The Funny. I'm Samuel Pitcher.
And I'm Sarah Pitcher.
And we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.